A deadly morning attack on Pakistan's stock exchange. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Officials in Pakistan say four men who attacked the stock exchange in the financial capital of Karachi have been killed, while at least six others are reported to have died in the assault. Early this morning, militants threw hand grenades and opened fire as they tried to force their way into the exchange, which houses a trading floor and offices of several financial institutions. The BBC's Umar Nangiana in Pakistan explains why the exchange was targeted.
Stock Exchange is one of the buildings that have been designated as sensitive buildings in Karachi. It was heavily guarded. There are other important government installations that are close by in that area. Karachi Stock Exchange is one of the buildings that would give the militants or the terrorists an easy target. It would definitely gather the media attention as well.
As you mentioned, the exchange is in a high security zone, but according to reports at least, trading was uninterrupted and people were able to barricade themselves inside. Is that right?
Yes, that's what one of the spokespersons from the stock exchange was earlier speaking to the local media, and he said that the business as usual was going on. And he was saying that security guards who were present at the building, they managed to eliminate the four gunmen outside the building. I can also tell you that the offices in the building, there are like dozens of offices, hundreds of offices of financial companies, were working with limited staff because of the coronavirus situation. So the crowd there was not the usual crowd. On a normal day, there would be like 6,000 to 8,000 people in the building. But today, as the business was just starting, and because of the coronavirus situation, it was not a big crowd, but there were still people present inside.
Have we heard from any of those companies yet today?
Not as yet. The only people who have spoken to the media so far are the spokesperson from the stock exchange and the police officials.
And do we know who's responsible for this attack?
Yes, there is a terrorist organization which has been designated as a militant organization by the government of Pakistan and some other foreign governments as well. It is called the Balochistan Liberation Army. BLA. It has claimed responsibility for the attack. They have also released a picture of the four suspected militants who took part in the attack. But that has not been confirmed by the officials, by the government itself.
The BBC's Umar Nangiana in Lahore. Thanks so much for your time.
No problem.
Global shares are mixed as the worldwide coronavirus death toll surpassed 500,000 on Sunday. That's tamped down optimism over a quick economic rebound from the crisis. Here in Europe, the stock 600 is up 0.2%, while U.S. stock futures are little changed. Meanwhile, Japan's Nikkei ended down 2.3% today after retail sales fell by double digits for the second straight month. That's despite cash payments from the government of more than $900 to every citizen in response to the pandemic this year. Analysts say people will be slow to return to shops there as worries about infections persist. And UK and EU officials begin 1 month of intensified post-Brexit trade negotiations today. Britain wants an outline of the deal by the end of the summer so businesses can prepare for what trade will look like in 2021. Well, back in May, Amazon workers across several U.S. states protested against the company's handling of the coronavirus pandemic and called for better safety and working conditions. Today, employees at six Amazon sites in Germany will go on strike over staff safety after some workers tested positive for coronavirus. From Berlin, the BBC's Damian McGuinness has more on that story.
They're accusing Amazon of not protecting employees from the coronavirus after a number of outbreaks at Amazon workspaces. The trade union Verdi says at least 30 workers at one site have been infected. But a spokesman says that the company has supplied huge amounts of protective equipment. Trade unions in Germany have been in dispute with the US retailer for years now, accusing the company of not providing fair pay and conditions. Amazon says it's a responsible employee that pays above the market rate. In Berlin, I'm the BBC's Damian McGuinness for Marketplace.
Fears of food insecurity are growing in East Africa as a new wave of desert locusts settles in. Earlier this year, billions of the insects destroyed crops across the region, and the UN is warning the second generation will be even more destructive. The BBC's Anne Soy has more from northern Kenya.
I've come to a farm in the south of Turkana. I'm following the locusts' trail. It's like an army that's advancing, and it's impossible to step on anything other than the locusts. They've completely covered the ground and every plant around me.
It's already eating the maize.
Everything green.
Francis Ekiru is not only a farmer, he's also an agricultural officer here. This is a challenge he's never had to deal with.
I was expecting a good yield, but now
recording a total loss.
What does this mean for you and your family?
There's nothing. This is what we call poverty. This is a disaster.
Aerial spraying is the only sure way to control the numerous swarms of desert locusts, but they are not reaching every affected area in time. Locusts are hard to spot from high up in the air. 40-year-old Albert Lemasulani volunteered to help the pilots.
You should be able to see me now. I'm pretty much there. Are they in the trees?
Yeah, you can see where I am now. From where I am, yeah, continue turning. Now you can level off. This is where the concentration is.
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming your direction.
This is one of the times you feel good. When you see you've tracked a swarm, you see planes perfectly spraying the swarm.
It's a race against time to save crops and pasture across northern Kenya. Back at Ekiru's farm in Turkana, frantic calls to his seniors asking for pesticides.
So try to mobilize what you have in hand now, as you wait for Monday, yes.
So is help on the way?
Yes.
There's already a sense that things are getting out of hand. And if the locusts are not contained at this point, it could become a perennial problem in the country as long as the weather conditions remain favorable. And they're likely to be in northern Kenya, where it's warmer, there is plenty of sandy soil, and whenever there's humidity, they will easily reproduce.
That's the BBC's Anne Soy reporting from northern Kenya. And in London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.